HMT. This is KU4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, that sounds good. I don't think there's anybody else for Rangshu, but that could change here at any moment. But before we ask if there's any more comments, let's see if there's any more last-minute check-ins. Check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KU4JKV. Before JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, have I missed anybody for comments? Anyone like to comment? Call KU4JKV or net control.
JKV. Prayer works. That's all I got to say. Well, I will say some details. So, I got a trusty flashlight. Changed the batteries in it so they were nice and fresh, and went outside, did a search pattern on it. I just began where we began work, and sure enough, because of the contrast between darkness and the flashlight, I do believe that counts for something. It just shined up off the ground. It just shone right back at me in the light of the flashlight. So, the wedding ring has been retrieved. I'm happy to report. Anyone that did say a prayer, thank you so much. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Duncan.
KBQ, KU4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I gotta say, that is awesome news. And I'd like to take all credit for that because I was putting all thoughts your way, so you can just thank me later. But I'm only kidding. But that's good news. I'm so glad you found that because I know how bent out of shape that would make me feel if I lost it. But I can't believe you found it now, especially before all this rain comes. So good deal, Larry. So that's great to hear. I'm glad you got to share that with us. Let's see, I think someone else might have doubled with you when I was asking for comments. Any other comments out there, call KU4JKV. Man.
This is WT3M. I was just listening to you and the other guy talking that put up the tower and helped with WFBC. I watched that Chronicle show last week, and I thought that was just so coincidental. And I could not get his call sign, if you would.
That was Alton that was with us, and that is the Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango. Again, that's Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango. And that's who we were talking about with the towers. His name is Alton. And were you able to copy that?
Roger, roger. I appreciate that. This is WT3M. Clear.
All right, WT3M. This is KU4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I believe we're about to wrap up this net, so if you guys want to talk after this, feel free to call each other's call signs out there. But let's give one last call for check-ins or comments. Call KU4JKV.
JKV. Whiskey 8 Charlie, Gulf Quebec, Cowpens. Name is Lee.
For JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome W8CGQ. That's Lee and Cowpens. Did I get your call sign right? I got W8CGQ.
Affirmative, you have it correct. Go ahead.
Lee, thanks for checking in with us. And any other check-ins, call KO4JKV.
This is still me, Alton, WA4HNT. The fellow that I was trying, I try to write so fast, but, you know, I'm sitting here in the dark of this little ham shack. No, I was there with Monty and Mr. Just shoot me. I cannot think of the names when I call on them. Mr. Garrison, Miss Lynn, all these people with my employers, Mr. Mann worked with me. We all worked together. And that gigantic generator that's up in the Caesar's Head location, now they've reduced the antenna now, but that damn generator. You'd sit behind the console all night. You'd be sleeping, kind of. Not supposed to be. But you'd be sleeping kind of behind the console, and then that generator might kick on and kick in, and the radar is coming. See, WFBC had a radar on Caesar's Head, not the Doppler over here on I-85. They had a radar on Caesar's Head. And Mr. Dupuis, who became a good friend, did not... He would call me and ask me to turn it on for him, and that would be early in the morning. And then I had other people like Mr. Anderson would come in, who's another wonderful ham, who would come in and cook breakfast for me and get me ready to go back to class at Clemson. So there's so many wonderful memories pertaining to being up there on the mountain. You could see some animals you didn't want to see. They wrote us to tell us not to put our hands in certain places because of, like, rattlesnakes. I had to wait later on in my life to do that. And so many fun things. So anybody who wants to think back on the early days of WFBC, I know they're doing their 70-year gig, but I put little into that. They weren't that big back then, because, Lord, that was 50 years ago. You guys have a good evening. I'm out of here. I got to go to bed. WA4HNT clear.
4HNT. Well, that sounds good, Alton, and I'd definitely like to hear some of those stories. Like I said, I'm sure that part of upstate is a lot different than it is now, and it's a really beautiful part of the state. I used to install satellite dishes when I first moved here, and I believe that's Highway 11 kind of takes it down that front range there. It's a really good part of the country. But, yeah, that sounds good. And let's see. Let's do one last call. I have a feeling there's one last check-in. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV. For comments. Well, tomorrow your net controller will be Ariel. His call sign is NY4G, and he'd appreciate it if you check in with him. And, let's see, stand by for my net report. KO4JKB with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I thought I submitted 55 check-ins, including myself. When I heard it back, it sounded like 51. But we had 55 total, which is very good. And also much more RF check-ins than the pre-net check-ins. So it's always good to get a lot of people on the radio. But this is KO4JKV, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
Let's see, WA4HNT, just playing around. HNT QSY to, well, I don't know where. Another frequency. Y'all have a good night.